This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. California girls. Does that bring to mind blonde hair and sandy beaches? Today we'll meet a young woman from California with interests beyond the beachfront. She developed an interest in agriculture, married a Kansan, and they made their way to the Sunflower State, where she is adding value to their family beef operation through direct-to-consumer marketing. It's today's Kansas Profile. Mindy and Jason Kraft are the owners of Kraft Beef in Phillips County. Jason is a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. He grew up farming with his dad, grandfather, and uncle, and was active in 4-H and FFA. He made the livestock judging team at Colby Community College and then the team at Cal Poly in California. He met Mindy in an animal science class. Mindy had grown up in Southern California. Her family had a garden and backyard chickens. Her great-grandfather had farmed near Enid, Oklahoma, and Liberal, Kansas. "I remembered his stories, and I became interested in where our food comes from," Mindy said. She studied agriculture at Cal Poly, met and married Jason, and earned her ag teaching credentials plus a master's degree. "I was an ag teacher for 10 years in the Bay Area," Mindy said. She team-taught soil chemistry in a sustainable ag biology class, which counted toward the student's high school science requirements. "Agriculture is science," Mindy said. Jason worked with a veterinarian who specialized in embryo transfer of high-quality beef seed stock. He had learned beef-cow artificial insemination at K-State's Kansas Artificial Breeding Service Unit in Manhattan, among other places, and worked across the West Coast. By 2017, the Crafts had daughters Kinley and Kenzie, who were 5 and 2 years old, respectively. "We were living in a bedroom community about 1 to 2 hours from Silicon Valley in San Francisco," Jason said. "They chose to move to Phillips County to be closer to family and to raise their daughters in the rural countryside of Kansas. Their farm is outside the rural community of Phillipsburg, population 2,581 people. Now that's rural." "I loved it right away," Mindy said. "It's so much nicer compared to the traffic in California," she said. "In fact, Phillipsburg's total population is smaller than the student population at the school where Mindy taught." The Crafts have a livestock and grain farm, raising hay and grain to go with the cow-calf operation, plus feeding steers. "When we lived in California, Jason's parents would send us a half of beef, and our friends would rave about how good it was," Mindy said. The Crafts saw the opportunity to market their beef directly, identified a nearby butcher to do the processing, and launched a website. Today, Kraft Beef sells products all over the nation. 100% of our meat sales are online," Mindy said. "Kraft Beef delivers to local area customers, but most products are shipped. This week, we shipped a beef bundle to the Hamptons," Mindy said. "Their products have gone coast to coast from California to Massachusetts." Mindy manages the online marketing side of the business, which means maintaining the website, managing the inventory, doing the email marketing, and connecting with customers through social media such as Instagram and Facebook. "The next generation of customers, that is where they are," Mindy said. "This is an additional marketing option for our beef," Jason said. "We need to figure out how to do more with the acres we have," he said. "This became my way to contribute to the family operation," Mindy said. "You really need to pay attention to the market," she said. "For example, a chuck roast for the crock pot tends to be popular in the Midwest, but other cuts are more popular in warmer regions where people can grill most of the year." "Everybody loves ribeyes," Mindy said. The Crafts described their beef as family-grown and responsibly raised. For more information, see www.kraftbeef.com. That's KraftBeef.com. We commend Mindy and Jason Kraft for making a difference with their creative way to market their products. If entrepreneurs in other states had a knowledge of agriculture like hers, I wish they all could be that kind of California girl. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.